You're listening to SBS News.
Nestled in the backdrop of Nandi's luxury resort precinct is Nariwa Village. The community's almost entirely dependent on revenue from tourism. Mary Darwai is the wife of the village chief. She says prior to the pandemic, around 90% of residents worked in the hotel industry. But their livelihoods were upended in March 2020 when Fiji's borders closed to international tourists.
I think out of all the villages, ours was the biggest impact, my village. Initially, it was very difficult, you know, people, because we were not prepared. We didn't realize it was going to affect us so much. They started going to the river to collect seashell and look for fish to survive while waiting for their garden to mature.
The land has been a lifeline for many across Fiji, including Solo Kalmetatoya. When the pandemic struck, he was stood down from his job as a crew manager at Fiji Airways.
I opened up my work email, and found my letter in it. It says I've been terminated from Fiji Airways, and they thanked me for my service. I worked there for about almost 30 years.
Mr. Kalmetatoya owns a swathe of land on the outskirts of Nandi. For the past year, he's been farming papayas and selling them to the local community. Fiji's borders are now back open to international tourists, but Mr. Kalmetatoya has no plans to return to the airline industry. He says farming, whilst not as lucrative, has become a far more reliable source of income.
It's nice to see the aircraft coming in and people coming in. It's good. One variant comes, another comes. We don't know what the future holds, but what do we know is that we need to move forward.
The border closures don't only affect the tourism sector. Industries across Fiji have also suffered. Vendors at a sprawling market in downtown Nandi rely heavily on the business of those who work in the tourism industry. But with most returning to their villages to grow their own produce, this vendor says the customers have disappeared.
Most market vendors, they rely on tourism. When those tourism opens, so the hotel workers, they got plenty money. Yeah, they earn a lot of money. Then they come here to buy things from the market vendors.
Spice vendor Kayum says his store depends mostly on foreign visitors.
We really have most of the customers coming overseas. They're taking all the spices to overseas. When they come to visit here, they used to take in for home. And since the COVID affected here, the market has been closed.
But as challenging as the past 2 years have been for Fijians, Mary Darwai of Nariwa Village says there is a silver lining.
But after this happened, we realized we need to depend on something outside. Like, we encourage our children, don't look at the hotel. You look at being a doctor, being a prime minister, you know, being the next governor of Fiji.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.